The following is a presentation of the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Recapture your youthful look with Dr. David Bank. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. Welcome to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey. This is a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life from 100.7 WHUD.
Hi, it's Casey, and I am ready to shine on today after I had my hand analyzed by Tell by Hand Irina. She is a true and brilliant expert in hand analyzation. Is it possible that God is trying to talk to us in many different ways? How could your life path be as close as your fingertips?
Because fingerprints appear 5 months prior to the birth, and they never change. And that information is very tightly linked to the DNA. And based on that information, you can reveal your life purpose, life lesson, and life school.
Tell by Hand Irina believes your fingerprints are the blueprints to your soul. And we'll have you take a look at your own hands coming up. I am now a believer after Irina told me things about my life I have never discussed, but she saw the evidence on my hand. Like the study of astrology and hand analyzation, your fingers reflect the energy of Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, and Venus, while the lower right side of your palm is your moon. Below your thumb is your Venus. Your fingerprints reveal your soul psychology, while your hands show your personal psychology. Are your thumbs bent? You could be stressed out. Do you have the mark of a healer or a writer? We'll look for those too. Irina, you analyzed my hand and that has truly changed my life. Do you hear that often?
Yes, a lot. Yeah. It's a huge affirmation because most of the information that they give out, people already know. But after the session, they're more clear and more aware of what they need to do.
So what kind of things can people learn from an analyzation of their hand?
First of all, I want to say that I would start reading based on the fingerprints because fingerprints appear 5 months prior to the birth and they never change. And that information is very tightly linked to the DNA. And based on that information, you can reveal your life purpose, life lesson, and life school. And this is really the information that's hidden from majority of the people.
Life lessons, life purpose.
Life purpose.
So many people want to know, why am I here? Life purpose and life school. Now, you told me there are four different schools. And when you said to me, I am in the school of service, I said, I know that. I've never heard anybody else say it, though. How did you know that?
Just by looking at the fingerprints.
At my fingerprints. Yep. Is this God's way of talking to us?
Yes. It's a blueprint of our soul, I would say.
So like the zodiac above, an astrologer can tell us, here's a snapshot of the stars the moment you were born and how that snapshot of the stars reflects your life. You can look at much closer than the stars at your very own hand and have a snapshot of what your life challenges, what your life purpose, and what your life school is. Now, life school means what?
Life school, every person would have at least one school. And there is total four schools. It's school of service. It's school of love, it's school of wisdom, and school of peace. Usually if you get at least one of them, it means you're supposed to master that particular school. If you in two schools or three, that's the most you can be, it's much more challenging for the person to really be able to behave in a way that it's going to open up his life.
So
more complexity.
I'm just in one school, and that's the school of service. Thank goodness, because I don't think I could handle any more schools, although the school of peace sounds pretty comfortable. Where do you find that on the hand?
The same fingerprints.
It's fingerprints.
It's all about fingerprints, because fingerprints is the soul psychology. Everything else on the hand, lines, shapes, proportions, fingers, everything else, it's more personal psychology.
Okay.
Which is very different. It's going to tell you more about the conflicts. And it might be a conflict between your personality and your soul. And for that particular person, it's going to be much more challenging to really achieve what they're supposed to achieve in life.
Okay, so the school is on our fingertips.
Yes.
And just our first four fingertips?
Five.
Even both. On the thumb?
Even on the thumb, yes.
Ah, I understand, after having spent some time with you, that the parts of the hand, like astrology, are linked to planets. How does that work?
Yes, every finger except the thumb has a team, and it's a Jupiter, it's a Saturn, it's a Apollo, and a Mercury, and they do have characteristics related to the planets.
Mm.
But it's much more in depth because it's not just the whole finger which has the energy, but it's each particular piece of the finger that also have a specific energy.
Oh, boy.
So that gets in more in-depth and in-depth.
And I know you went to school in-depth to learn all of this.
It takes years to learn all this information.
So the fingers relate to planets.
Yes.
And then parts of the hand. I know you told me I had a droopy moon. So parts of the hand also and Venus.
And Venus, yes.
All right. My Venus is nice, but my moon droops a little.
It means it's not as happy as it can be.
Yes.
Moon is all about the feelings, the dreams, the intuition.
Can I change what's on my hands?
I definitely, yes. You cannot change fingerprints, but your lines, shape of the hands, the fingers can change. It would take probably about 4 or 5 months to make some changes in the hand. The lines might grow, the line might disappear, or it might the new line be formed.
Okay, now is it something that I'm doing?
Yes, it's based on the habits, the way you think, the way you act, and if you very much change yourself, the hand's going to represent that changes.
I find that mind-blowing.
Yes, it was even more interesting research done. If the person get paralyzed, within 6 months, most of the lines on the hand's going to be disappear because there is no signals coming from the brain to the hand, and lines slowly disappear, the minor ones and then the major ones.
The minor lines and the major lines.
And fingerprints gonna stay the same.
Okay, so when I come to you for my hand analyzation, I was very, very surprised. I thought you would just peer into my hand. But no, you took an ink print.
Yes, ink print gives you much more detailed information. So I can see every single line. Not necessarily all lines are visible just by looking at the hand. So ink print just a really good help.
Right. So you print my hands and you tell me some things about what school of life I'm in, what challenges I may have, things that are happening in my life. And I can say to you, okay, I'm going to set out to change some of these things, to live my life a different way. And if I came back in 6 months, you could see a change in my hand.
It might be.
It might be. But you have seen it.
Yes. It's really good when you can compare, because when you do ink print, like, for example, now, and then we can do it in a year from now or 2 years, you can see yourself even if there is changes. You can see some lines might be gone. You might see some lines become much more clear, more visible. And some of the shapes of the fingers might change, and hand shape can change a little.
The hand shape and the fingers.
Fingers, because some fingers can be curved. And the more you work on a particular issue that this finger is responsible for, the finger can be more straightened out.
The finger can straighten out. And this is all because when we change our behavior, the impulses that are coming from our brain to our finger change.
Yes, completely.
This is fascinating stuff. There's so many things I want to get into, but let's talk about some of the things that I know you want to talk about, that this can be a really beneficial tool for children. Why is that?
I used to work with a lot of kids, and I saw a very huge changes in their life. Their relationship with their parents is getting better. They're doing much better in school, and they feel like they know what they want in life.
Mm.
So it's really transformation for a lot of people, especially in the early age, because they have much more years to come. And they can change their life without waiting until, like, they middle-aged people.
Right, like me. When I came to you and you told me things that I had only known in my heart but hadn't said out loud. Well, maybe I have said out loud that I know I like my work to be my service. But for you to tell me that's why I'm here, that feels good.
It is good. A lot of people even crying at the end because it's information is, it's like you know it, it's yours, but it's still very sensitive.
I nearly cried in the very beginning when you looked at my hand and said, wow, this isn't how you said it, but the paraphrasing was something traumatic happened to you in your childhood.
There are specific marks in the hand that I might not know the information exactly when it happened, what happened, but I know there was something happening in your life that made a huge imprint in your future.
Right. And nobody knows that.
No.
And you saw it on my hand.
Yeah, right away. It's very clear and you can't miss it.
What are some of the other things that you can clearly see right away?
A lot of people very interested in the healing mark. And when I tell them, like, you're born as a healer, you have a healer's energy, I think that's the only thing they really want to hear because they become so happy. A lot of people feel it inside, but they can't completely trust themselves. And I think it's a really, really great affirmation, and it might change life of that particular person a lot.
And then they might change other lives.
And they're going to make a huge impact.
By being a healer. Right. So I know many people who are called to the healing arts sometimes feel, who do I think I am that I can do this? Where do you find the healer's mark?
It's under the pinky.
Under the pinky.
There is at least have to be 3 vertical lines.
Oh, I got a whole bunch.
Yes, because you're a healer. And sometimes they become very, very strong, and that gives me information that person is using them. Sometimes they're barely seen, but you can still see them, but they're not as visible. It means that person have the energy, but it doesn't mean he's using it often.
On my left hand, I have 5 vertical lines, only 3-4 of them are super strong, but on my right hand, I don't have as many.
It's fine. As long as you have it at least on one hand, you have that energy.
And here's another mark you may have. Open your palm and look at the 2nd major line that crosses right in the middle of your hand. It's called the headline. It's between 2 other lines. If your headline splits off at the end and looks like a serpent's tongue, you could be a gifted writer, or you may find joy or relief in writing. We'll have more on the way with Irina from TellByHand.com.
This is the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. If you have a question or need more information about things you've heard on the show, email kcradio@gmail.com. The Health and Happiness Show. Information, fun, and inspiration.
Do your hands need a beauty makeover? Hands have always been a sign of elegance. And even if you have a youthful facial appearance, hands don't lie. Now there is an easy solution for aging hands. Radius is the first and only FDA-approved product to correct volume loss on your hands. Radius restores beauty by filling out that hollow look to the back of your hands, leaving them looking smooth and natural. Results can be seen immediately. Lidocaine is added to the Radius, making this a virtually painless procedure. In less time than it takes for lunch, the results of Radius hand lift treatment will make your hands soft and supple again. The procedure is safe and can last up to 15 months. Call today and schedule your hand lift consultation with Dr. David Bank. Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. 914-241-3003. You'll find out more at thecenterforderm.com.
I'm Patty Holmes here with your Yoga Garden Minute. If you can, let's stand up for one of my favorite go-to moves, the whirling standing spinal twist. This moving twist helps me release tension in my neck and shoulders, firmly grounds energy into my lower body. So let's stand with feet slightly wider than hips. Send your weight down the outer legs, press firmly into your feet. As you take a full relaxed breath in, begin rotating freely from your hips to spiral your upper body, arms swinging around to one side, and then rotating in the opposite direction, again swinging those arms. Your upper body and arms move freely, rotating above the stable base of your legs and pelvis. Ah, feel that tension drain from your neck and shoulders. Enjoy this standing spinal twist whenever you feel the need to loosen up a bit or just to get your energy moving. This is Patty Holmes at YogaGardenWP.com in White Plains, New York.
Hi, it's Casey. Take a deep breath as we dive into more details about the science of palmistry, or hand analyzation. Irina is one of the most educated analyzers you will ever meet, and you'll be amazed at what you learn. And you may want to consider having a session with your child. Irina says those sessions are truly illuminating.
That would be wonderful, because sometimes when I see kids and I tell them information, and then wow, I see something that I really wanted to share that information with their parents, because it's too important for their parents not to know. First, because they would understand their kids much better. And every parent thinks that we understand our kids. We do understand them to a certain extent, but this information gives them so much power, because they can encourage their kids and try to make them move in the right direction and make definitely much less mistakes in life.
We're talking to Irina, the hand analyst of TellByHand.com. Imagine if you can give a parent the information that your child is in this school, which is
Service, peace, wisdom, or love.
Service, peace, wisdom, or love. Therefore, allow them to explore this college or this after-school activity, right? That would be very beneficial.
It's not just even a college. It's what really is the soul drive. And where is the limitations going to be? Because every school have its own rules. And person who is in particular school, they need to follow those rules. And right. There is definitely questions that might be very helpful for people to use. What it starts really, it's the starting change in the belief systems that come underneath. And based on that belief system, we might change our perceptions. And when we change our perceptions, we're making different decisions. Our brain starts thinking differently. And then finally, it comes to our habits. That's how it works. It's a slow process, but the moment you become more aware of it, you're a different person.
You're a different person. When we talked about the School of Service, you gave me a card that listed some of the hallmarks of the School of Service and also some of the problems to look out for.
Yep.
And I looked at the list and I said, oh yeah, I do that. I give my service when no one asks for it. I jump right in with my advice or my actions or whatever. And that was life-changing to me, that sometimes my good wishes aren't needed, right? And you said, wait to until someone asks for help or offer help and wait for their response.
Yes, usually people unfortunately do mistakes in their own school because it's the most difficult school for them.
Ah, so let's go through the schools briefly, the good point and the pitfall. So the School of Service is about helping people.
Yes, it's all about helping people, but you need to know the boundaries and the rules how to help to become a master of service.
And that's, I think, my life lesson is learning boundaries, because I've been just knocking down walls. I'm here to help.
Yes.
And then the next school?
School of Wisdom. It's also a very interesting school, but main issues are the person's going to procrastinate a lot.
So
it's a wake-up call.
It's a wake-up call. So in the School of Wisdom, you have the wisdom, you have the intelligence.
Yes, definitely. It's very intelligent. People love to study, but not necessarily willing to do action.
Action, got it. And the next school?
School of Peace. And it sounds peaceful, but usually people not at peace. And it's their task to achieve the inner peace, and it's not easy.
Wow. And finally?
Love, School of Love. It's people who have a lot of emotions, but not necessarily can handle the emotions in the right way. They need to know what they're feeling and be able to express it. So that's a major challenge for those people.
Wow. Are you School of Service?
School of Service, yes.
Okay. We're talking to Irina, the hand analyzer from tellbyhand.com. Your hand can reveal what your life purpose is and what your life challenges may be. Now, if it's good for children and parents to come together to learn
It's a great idea.
It has to be great for husbands and wives or partners of any kind.
Definitely. When couples come, I can just look at their hands separately and then combine them and see what would be the strongest characteristics in their family and what would be the weakest points. And then I can explain them and how they can change the relationship so it would work. Mm. And it's going to be up to them. But they would be able really to understand each other much better.
Did you ever look at a couple's hands and say, oh, you two shouldn't have gotten married or whatever?
No, it's not the case. It's more like you find people who might be very different and they're going to have a very different challenges. Or you're going to find people who have a lot of similarities. So for them, it's just want to make sure they're not getting bored.
And when someone can point to your hand and say, look, you're a healer, you're a writer, you're a whatever, and you know that resonates inside with you so deeply, that's amazing.
Information is 100% accurate, so it definitely resonates. And what's interesting, there have been research done to even see the doctor's hand and lawyer's hand. So sometimes I can see a person and I don't even know what they do. And just by looking at the hand, I'm like, I can ask, are you a doctor? And he's like, how did you know? And it's a specific shape, lines, and it's a different personality.
That's truly amazing. There wasn't a single word you said to me that didn't land dead on. And it was no maybe this or maybe that. It was this means this, mm-hmm. and this is on your hand, so it must belong to you.
Yep, that's true.
Let's talk about the thumb.
Thumb is very interesting because it tells you how you represent yourself in the world. And it has two different parts. So the major parts is like willpower and logic. And if they're in balance, it means person is capable of making the right decisions and actions based on those decisions. When, for example, the thumb is bent, that tells that person is very stressed out So, for example, if I see a person and I'm picking up on the hand and I can see that the thumb is bent a little bit, I know a person is under stress. So probably he needs to have a different conversation.
Right.
You can't push around that person because he's already at the edge. So it just gives you a lot about person without even talking to that person.
Now,
just by looking at the hand itself.
I can't massage my thumb and make myself feel better, can I?
Oh, you can definitely massage, yes.
Yeah?
There's points, yes.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a great exercise.
All right, because this is like a little me. Your thumb is like a little
yes,
you.
Yes, and you can straighten up to send different signals to your brain, for example, that you're not stressed.
Aha. Very good.
The position of the thumb also tells you a lot of different information. Like, for example, how easy for you to get all the information, like in school. For a lot of people, school is easy. For some kids, it's very difficult. The position of the thumb, where it starts, is actually the key. How difficult it's going to be for you to get the knowledge.
Wow. So if it starts low?
If it starts low, it's very easy. Person doesn't need to put a lot of power and energy into learning. But the problem is that child might think everything's too easy and he's not going to put attention.
Right.
And then the person who had that as a challenge might spend 10 times more and learn more.
So the person that has a shorter thumb.
Not shorter, lower position.
Lower position.
Lower position. The thumb have to be a certain size. But when it sits lower, it means for person it's much easier to learn.
Okay, and higher? Not so
and much. Higher, it means it's more difficult. He needs to spend time and learn.
Yeah. We talked, too, when I went to see you about the position of the pinky. Mine doesn't come up very high.
Yeah, pinky is also very interesting. Pinky finger has a lot of different energy on its own. It's about negotiation, skill, communications, business, science. And how tall the pinky is also going to tell a lot about personality. If the pinky is taller than it's supposed to be, it means the person is very smart, sharp, and clever. And usually doctors, lawyers would have a pinky which is higher. The same way comedians. Comedian, it's a must.
You have to be quick.
Because you have to be so quick to make decisions and it have to be funny.
Right.
So when, for example, pinky is a little bit smaller than it should be, it means a person might not necessarily see themselves as other people see them.
Mm.
It's like looking at the curved mirror and seeing a different image.
I have a little pinky envy, but you know. I got other things
it doesn't
to think
mean they're not smart. It might be that the person also very smart, very sharp, but he doesn't even understand that.
Right.
Or he doesn't see himself.
Doesn't see himself the
right.
way the world does. All right. What about the front, the back of the hand? Nothing.
No, I don't do anything on the back. I look at the fingers. They tell also different information and definitely the length and proportions. Depending on the proportion, you can pick up how tall, how thick.
Yeah.
And what's really the outstanding on your hand and what requires attention.
All right. For people who are listening at home now, they can open their palms and they can look from top to bottom, from just under their fingers, as we move closer to their wrists. There are three lines, three major lines.
Three major lines, yes.
What's the top one?
The top line is a heart line, and the middle one is a head line, and the lower one it's a life energy line. It's not how much you're going to live, because a lot of people... thinking it's a lifeline. It is, but it really tells you information about how much energy you're given in this life. And how you're going to be using that information is totally up to you.
All right. This is about how much energy you're given in this life.
Right, because hand analysis is not giving you information about your past, present, or future. It tells you more your psychological profile based on the hand.
Right. And again, these lines can change.
This line can change a little, but the major line to make a shift and changes in the major line is much more difficult, but it's still possible because I know I had few additions to my major lines.
You did.
Because when you spend a lot of time with a lot of people and you in school of service and you want to have more, your line grows longer.
I'm not surprised that Irina's line has grown longer. She is truly at your service to elevate your relationships, including and especially your relationship to yourself. Learn more about Irina at tellbyhand.com. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Health and Happiness Show with Casey. The content of The Health and Happiness Show is intended for general information purposes only. The Health and Happiness Show is a presentation of the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Recapture your youthful look with Dr. David Bank. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. And join Casey for another edition of the Health and Happiness Show next Sunday morning on 100.7 WHUD.